Now, listen to him. He's going to continue to talk now. Verse 5 of chapter 4 of James. Will you listen to him? Do you think that the Scripture saith, in vain the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth the envy? What are we trying to do? Kid ourselves today that we are nice, sweet little folk and that there's no envy and jealousy in our hearts? I heard a woman say one time, she says, well, I have a very wonderful husband. He's not jealous of me. Huh. I tell you, I want you to know that there's something wrong if the husband's not jealous of his wife. He's to be that way. And God says he's jealous of us today also. But what about jealousy in the wrong way? Jealous that you and I didn't get elected to a committee or didn't get recognition in the church. And we cause strife with these tongues of ours. May I say to you, he says, why don't you go to the Lord Jesus and tell him your problem? Get on his couch and tell him everything. That's the solution to your problem, friend. But wait a minute. He has some more things to say. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. Now, we've said this again and again. God is overloaded with grace. You and I just don't know how gracious he is. And he has abundance of grace. Grace means unmerited favor, but I call it love in action. God couldn't save us for love. He gave his son, and now by grace. And he's got so much of it. Somebody says, oh, I'm so wrong on the inside. Go and tell him you're wrong on the inside and ask him for grace to overcome it. He'll give you grace. He's the living Christ up there for you. Now, there's something on our side, remember. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Now, you go to a doctor and submit to him. My doctor gave me, when I was sick, a half a dozen prescriptions to take. I didn't know him. Man might have been poisoning me, but I had faith in him. And I took his pills, and they helped me. I submitted to him. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit to him. And resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Now, a great many people says, well, how in the world am I going to resist the devil? Well, we're dealing now with something that's very practical. He says that we need a little more grace, you see, because he gives grace to the humble, and you'll not be able to do it in your own strength. You and I are surrounded by evil influences, and Christians are not alone in this. Temptation, as we've seen on every hand, God supplies this grace as needed, and he supply that he has never runs out. You see, this is yours, God says. You are to lay hold of it. Now, some today may doubt the surplus of grace. May I say to you, all the medicine in the world won't cure the sick. The remedy must be taken. The bottle of medicine. God has the grace. Lay hold of it. There may be a wonderful spring right in front of you. You may be dying of thirst. You got to appropriate it. You got to put your mouth down in that water or lap it up like a dog. May I say to you that you don't blame soap and water because dirty people are in the world, do you? There's plenty of water and soap today to clean you up. God resisteth the proud. He giveth grace to the humble. And this is the kind of container that the grace of God must be carried in. It must be carried in an humble individual. He says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. God gets to the door of your heart and he won't come any farther. He knocks and you've got to let him in. And that's the only way he's going to get in, my friend. By the way, Martin Luther, one time he threw an inkwell at the devil. Well, somebody says that is a crazy thing to do. Not if you're resisting the devil. And the way to do is draw near to God. That's the answer. And he'll flee from you. Because the devil doesn't like God as a company. And the devil doesn't get to you unless you get too far away. You see, a wolf never attacks a sheep as long as he's with the rest of the sheep and with the shepherd. And the closer he is to the shepherd, the safer that he is. The problem with us is we get too far from God.